so that's trying to remember where we were and start testing it out.
We moved over, and because of Rav Achar ben Yaakov, he moved over to a braisa which deals with the world of Me'ilah. The Tanya ha'ochel chametz shel hekdesh b'moed mo'al v'yesh omrim lo mo'al. And we dealt with the first teretz, man yesh omrim ha'rav yochanan nechunya ben ha'konehi. Namely, that the first teretz is basically assuming that mi'ikar hadin, if a person eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, barer that there should be me'ila. Namely, that this individual is being nehene from a shava pruta worth of hekdesh. The only reason that we have a daya of lo mo'al is because of a technical problem of kama midrazine, the din of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, who applies the principles of kama midrazine, we discussed last time to what degree, to the world of kares, that we have a technical TKO, we have a technical knockout in terms of a ptur of mamon that knocks off the sheva pruta. But me'ikar hadin, we have over here a world of me'ila. From this point on, we move over to the yesh omrim eino ma'al as being a real reason for there not to be me'ila. Namely, that there is a real lack of a sheva pruta on the table. And the various opinions of the Amoraim explain this lack with various halachos of Dabar Hagrama Mamon Lav Kamamon Dame, Ein Podin Kodshim Rachilang Lekravim, or that we have an Iser Hana'a, which overrides the Sheva Pruta, etc., etc. Okay, so that's the context in which we're dealing. I've been thinking for a long time how to present this year in terms of the fact that there is one point which is a technical point, but which is a very, very real point, and that is the framework in which we're speaking. Namely, when we get to the later shitos, the shita of Rav Achar bar Yaakov and the shita of Rav Ashi, over there, they explain that the deos of Mo'al and Lo Mo'al are totally in the machokis tanoim. Are we working within the shita of Rav Yehuda, within the shita of Rabbi Shimon, within the shita of Rav Yosef Aglili? What about the previous Gemara? Before we get to those two latter shitas, who are we talking about? What is their context? What is our given? Who exactly are we dealing with? So here, there are two approaches in the Rishonim ekroniter two approaches, and then they tend to branch off. One approach is that of the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor says, look, you just can't learn a sugya on Daf Kaf Tes without viewing the Perek as a whole. There's a Mishnah a bit later on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where the Mishnah speaks about Ochel Trumas Chametz BePesach, B'Shogeg Mishalem Keren V'Chomesh Amezid Potem Mitashum, and very, very parallel to our brisa over here of ha'ochel chametz shel hekdesh. Here we have ha'ochel trumas chametz v'pesach. And the Gemara over there set up that Mishnah like Rav Yossi Haglili. So therefore, that should be our default position, namely that we should start off setting everything up like Rav Yossi Haglili, which to a large degree clears the board. What does Rav Yossi Haglili hold? There's no iser of hana'ah on chametz on Pesach. Once there's no Iser of Hana'a, it means that there's clear room to speak about Sheva Pruta. And then, in order to get to say Ein Mo'alin, somehow we have to say, even though there really should be a Sheva Pruta on the table, according to Rav Yisrael Glili, B'cholzot, we have a din of Nechunya ben Hakana. B'cholzot, we have a din of Ein Podim Kodshim, a din of Ein Podim Kodshim L'achilam B'chavim. Namely, but our starting off point is Rav Yisrael Glili. You want to look inside the Baal Hamor, that's his approach. He starts off with Rav Yosef Glili because of that Mishnah, the Baal Hamor and of the Zion Amid Beis, where that little Aleph is of the Ravid, that's what the Ravid is all upset about. Mm-hmm. he explains that udekule, second the line after the aleph with the head bracket, pirush dekule alma krav yosi hagulis sfirale. The chametz of Pesach muter bahana ubar damim hu. We're dealing with that which has value. And he says, why do I say this? So he skips down. We skip down about 8 lines, and he points out because ukahai gavnu kimna lamasnisun lekaman krav yosi hagulili. And then the p'tur has to come in from left field, like Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, or we're going to bring in a p'tur of Ein Podin, of Ein Podin Sakot Shemachilim B'Kovim. That's the approach of the Baal Hamor. The Rashi, in other words, says nothing doing. Rashi starts off with his world of... Yes, Yom Kippurim ke Shabbos. Rashi Dibra Maslov of Yosef Omar, I have a svira lahanach tanoi, namely from here and onwards, Rabbi Shimon, Damar Tovsmano, Osir Bahano, the Kule Alma Modu de Potur, Hoil Bahashta Mia Lochazi, Vahavamanahu, Vahavagav the Sofa Gorim Ulamamon Lahara Pesach, namely up Rashi begins the Sugya. Assuming, like Rabbi Shimon, that the first ukimta, the ukimta of Rabbi Yochanan, is assuming like Rabbi Shimon, and we get in the Sheva Pruta with the din of Dovar Agon Mamamon, but then when he hits into the world of Rabbi Yosef, he can no longer deal with that, because Rabbi Yosef is dealing with the world of Pidyon. The Pidyon is taking place, or theoretically could take place, the value on Pesach itself, so there Rashi has to move over to Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. In other words, so Rashi begins with Rabbi Shimon, because that's Aliba de Hilchasa. The fact that we have a later Mishnah like Rav Yosef Glili, that Lechora is because of the technical issues of Truma, how exactly the Tashlumim of Truma work, that we'll get to hopefully at some point when we get to Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, but that doesn't stop us from starting off the Sugya like Rabbi Shimon. And only when we're forced to do we move over to Rav Yosef Glili. The approach of the Maram Chalva and the Ravid is why stop with a good thing? In other words, why not just continue learning the Sugya like Rabbi Shimon until the Amoraim decide not like that? Namely, until the Amoraim decide that we're going to bring in Rav Yosef Glili, which is only when we get to Rav Ashi, let's just assume that we're dealing within the world of Rabbi Shimon. Maybe we could bring in Rav Yehuda as the source of the Lo Mo'al, but in terms of the Mo'al, we're going to stick to Rabbi Shimon. And that would follow through. The difference between the Maram Chalva and the Ravid, you know, is how do we pull the sugya into the world of Rabbi Shimon? So here, the Maram Chalva takes a technical approach, and the Ravid comes up with a whopper of a halachic chiddush. Look in the Maram Chalva again. Hope that some of these work. We have a brisa that says, one down. We have a brisa that has it. Can it be seen?
No.
I see it. Okay. We will move on. Can we see? We have a brisa that's. Can you see? We have a braisa that says mo'al, that namely mo'al assumes that we have a shavat pruta. The approach of the Baal Hamor is that which he finds at the end of the sugya, that we're dealing according to Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, that there's a heter hana'a on Pesach itself. This would explain in the easiest manner why we have a Shavah Pruta. And this will follow through. And we'll explain the Lo Mo'al, the other side of the coin, that either we have Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, that we have a technical issue, or we have a din of Ein Podin, etc., that will work in that direction for the first two dayos. However, Rashi, we saw, says no, that we're dealing with Rav Shimon. We paskin like Rav Shimon. We already saw that every Yosef, any kid, why is Chametz Sheva Pesach Aser? It's also because it's a knas, that there's no din ga'orai, so that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. The problem is, Rabbi Shimon says that there's an Iser of Hanoah on Pesach. How do we get to a Sheva Prutza? Something is Aser Bahanoah, something which is Aser Bahanoah, Machokas Achronim, whether there's no Bailus, or whether there's no Mammon, but we don't have a Sheva Prutza of meaning. So here we introduce the issue of Davar Hagoreng Le'mamon, that since it's going to be worth money afterwards, and the same chametz has the potential of value, and that potential is kamamon damit, that creates the sheva pruta. And then the lo ma'al could be because of it, etc. That's where Rashi begins. The problem is, where do we move after the din of Rav Yochanan? The din of Rav Yochanan, according to Rashi, is the din of Rabbi Shimon. Davar gamamon kamamon damit. However, the moment we move over to Rav Yosef speaks about value at the time. In other words, on Pesach, the question is whether this is nitan lepidia, whether this chametz has value of nitan lepidia. But how can you be poda something if it's aser b'hanah? Pidia means I'm getting money for it. How can I be poda anything? How could there be a daya of pidyon if we have an iser hanah according to Rabbi Shimon? So over here, when we get to Rav Yosef, Rashi moves over to Rav Yosef HaGlili. We have to get in the din of value. So if we're dealing with, if you want to talk about Pidyon, according to Rashi, let's talk about Rav Yosef HaGlili. However, both the Maharam Chalva and the Ravid, they both continue with Rabbi Shimon, even into the world of Pidyon. Now in the world of Pidyon, Darav Gama Mammon is not going to play a role. We're talking about, can I be poded? Can I get a tit for a tat? Can I get value for it on Pesach? So here the Maharam Chalva'a says, on Daf Kaftes, Amud Vey. Afal gav de lekamon. I'm daf lamed afal beis mukminan masnis in deochel trumas chametz of Pesach meshale in keren vechomesh krav yosi aglili. Hosamhu, the I Rav Hachi Havitzvich Amema, the Truma Lafi Midah Meshalim, that's a unique halacha within Truma. We have to come on to Rav Yosef HaGlili. Mishim Hachi Dachkinan, Umukminan, the Loki Hilchasa. Aval Hacha Leka Duchka, Tve, Leka Duchka. Here we're not pushed into a corner. Tve Yodav Snekuf Braisa, Kihilchasa. The name of the High Rishna Travayu Israel Hud Rabbi Shimon. So first we start off with Rabbi Shimon with the din of Dabar Gama Mammon. What about we moved over to the world of Pidyon? That was the world of Rav Yochanan. Why don't we move over into the world of Rav Yosef? Iname, de travayu islahu. I'm sorry, just going a little farther down. All right, so, Hilkach, zen matzi parik, Umachil leklavim she'enan shelo, o legoyim afilu bepesach, ve'ein ze nehene min hachametz, kevan shehu eno mishtamesh achshav bo, v'hamos yumunachim ad la'achar pesach. U'mikom akom ze ha'ochel harei hisbi meno to'elet mecher ze u'ma'al. Namely, that the possibility of pidyon exists even in a realm of iser hana'ah. Even when I'm not allowed to receive hana'ah, I can still be poda. I am receiving money. Yeah, I receive money. But I'm going to put that money in escrow. I'm not going to use that money. I'm going to put the money in escrow to be used. Hamos yumunachim ad la'achar Pesach. Namely, what are we saying over here? You know, it's in terms of the concept of pidyon. What would be our normal understanding of pidyon? And how is the Maharam Chalva coming up with a technical arrangement that really I'm really not being nehene? What would be a normal understanding of pidyon? How does pidyon work? I have hekdesh.
The use of the redeemed value is being used now, not being put away.
No, but I'm saying, but what would the process of pidyon be In our classic understanding, the moment that I'm being po the hekdesh, it means I'm being nene from the hekdesh. A replaces B. Namely, this is what we call a mecher. We have a mecher. We have a masa umatan. We have a dine mamonos halacha. In pidyon, something belongs to hekdesh. I am giving hekdesh. I am putting aside money. Right. In the world of pidyon, I could be poda. I am buying it from Hekdesh. I am purchasing it from Hekdesh. If I'm purchasing it from Hekdesh, then lechora, there would not be a possibility. I'm saying, well, I'm putting the money aside. You're not putting the money aside. It's my money. But how else could I understand the process of Hekdesh? Not as a dine mamonos that I'm buying this from Hekdesh, but rather what? I would try to move out of the world of Choshen Mishpat. In the world of Choshen Mishpat, there, Lechora, if I'm buying something from Hekdesh, it means it has value. Otherwise, how could I buy it from Hekdesh? That I'm dealing with Kedusha. I'm transferring Kedusha from item A to item B. A chilufin, if you want to, that in terms of your concept of barter, but not the barter of Choshen Mishpat. A chilul. In other words, I am transferring Kedusha, removing Kedusha from object A and putting it on object B. Then the fact that I happen now to have object A, in other words, that I can view in terms of I'm not being nene from it. I'm currently not being nene. All I did was a halachic act. I didn't do something that has mamanos ramifications. That I think is what is being pointed out over here. This option of the Maram Chava. Hilchach zem matzi parik umaachil leklavim shenin chol legoyim afilu bepesach ve'ein zem nehene min hachametz kevan shehu eno mishtamish achshav bo hamos yumunachim ad la'achar hapesach. And we call makom ze ha'ochel harei hivsi bimenu to'elet mecher zo v'hekdesh. In other words, I theoretically had this hekdesh of chametz still been around, I could have been poda it, and then, you know, afterwards I would have had value, but since it was eaten, that takes away that option. That's the concept of me'ilah, yes?
We're saying that it can't be viewed as a sale because then it doesn't make any sense to acquire something with no value.
Yeah, lechora. That I think is in other words that if the Maram is viewing it in this manner, so he views that we have over here a technical way of passing Rabbi Shimon, that on one hand chametz is aser b'hana'a, and still it allows for pidyon because pidyon is not a mecher, it's not a dine mamonos that I have to have value for value, but rather it's a transference of kedusha. And then I can speak about the fact, but I'm not currently going to be nehene from that which I created. Yes.
You had this purchase. Why? Where's the hana in it any more than the transference?
The purchase requires that there. It appears to me that the purchase requires that there be something that's shavah pruta. Otherwise, how can I purchase it? And if it's aser b'hana l'chora, there's no status of mamonos. But if I'm willing not to speak about the world of mamonos, rather to speak about a halachic concept of chigul, of a transfer of kedusha, that could possibly work even in a realm where something is aser b'hana. That's the direction of the Maram Chalva. The Ravid, however, takes a very, very different approach. So look in the Ravid on that Bal Hamor over there on the Zayin of Days. He says, Amar Avraham, Mat Sorech Lahamido Karaviosi Haglila Duk Mishachi Lamas Nisin Litkos Haraya Shein Lamedim in Hamishna Litkos Haraya Deim Lamedim Min Hamishna Lafim Mida Mishalim Nomar Bekan Shalogat Sorech Shein Adachia Shia Hakol Shaloka Halacha. In the Mishnah Andaf Lamed Alpha Medes, there we had an Ilutz, there we were forced, painted into a corner, we had to set up a Rav Zagulili because of the nature of Tashlume Truma. Whether it's a din in mida, whether there's another criteria, but over here, why do this shalolat zorech? She hakol shalol kehilkasa, harei afilu l'rabbanan. Rabbanan over here refers to both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The asrei le'bahana, the chametz on pesach aser b'hana, hani milei the hedyot, avol de gavoa u de acherim, Kishem she'ein bahem mishum tashbisu, v'lo mishum goye roya, kachem mutarim limkor linachri. Hilkach mando amar mo'al sfiru le'podin es hakochim achinu l'klavim v'chein limkor linachri v'yase menu hanachri mashi yirtze, etc., etc. V'en choshishin me'achar shiyotza l'chulim. What over here is the Ravid pointing out? When we speak about chametz as being aser bahana'a, to which form of chametz are we relating to that chametz is aser bahana'a? Chametz under whose bailus? Chametz under the bailus of a hedyot, namely chulin. Chametz of chulin is aser bahana'a. However, let's take chametz of gavoa. Is there a din of tashbisu by chametz of hekdesh? If we have a kikar of chametz that belongs to hektesh, does he have to be mashbis that kikar?
No.
Why? What's there? No, but tashbisu, what does the Torah say? No. Mi batechem. Tashbisu is a din of batechem, right? Batechem is that's hedyot. There's no batechem by gavoa. In terms of baye ro'eh, here we have the shelcha iyatoroa avataroa shel. Gavoa v'shel acher, and that's already black and white in the Gemara. Tashbisu, that's a drasha of the Ravid, to the best of my knowledge. But over here, we have a drasha in the Gemara. So just as there is no din of Tashbisu, and there's no din of Bayiroi Bayimotzei, there is also no Iser Hana'ah. There's no Iser Hana'ah. So therefore, we can continue to set up the din of Pidyon according to the Rabbi Shimon, because even Rabbi Shimon holds that generally we have an Iser Hana'ah, by Hektesh there's no Iser Hana'ah. And then, if there's no Iser Hana'ah, we can do Pidyon without any issue. The only question is, in other words, in terms of Ein Podin L'Klavim, we'll have to explain exactly what that means. Ein Podin L'Achilin L'Klavim. But in the Iker Hadin, we have over here something which is Mutar B'Hana'ah. So we have then the Balamor who introduced the Hilchasa at the beginning and continues through. Ayat Shalaliba de Hilchasa, but we set up a Mishnah, Daphla Manalchim and Beifagasa Gluli. We can set up a Braisa which is parallel to that Mishnah. Here we're dealing with Trumas Chametz, here we're dealing with Chametz of Hektesh, so we'll deal with Hilchasa Gluli. All the other Mishnahim say we have to start with Rabbi Shimon. That's Aliba de Hilchasa. Rashi can learn that in Rabbi Yochanan. The moment he moves over to the world of Pidyon, Rashi has to move over to Rabbi Yossi Gluli. Aram Chalva and the Ravid remain with Rabbi Yossi HaKligli. According to Aram Chalva, Nachinam it's Aser B'Hana'ah. But Pidyon is not necessarily a din of Hana'ah because, in other words, it may be a halachic concept as opposed to a Mekach U'Memkar. Mm-hmm. According to the Ravid, within the world of Hektesh, there is no Iser Hana'ah. A broad statement, there is no Iser Hana'ah. What the Aram Chalva and the Ravid do bring up, which is not mentioned by the Rishonim on the Daf, is that when we speak about the possibility of pidyon of chametz, that could be for one of two things: either to feed it to your dog, which is what the Gemara speaks about, or to sell it to a goy. Is it so pashut that the concept of pidyon allows itself to be sold to a goy, that a goy can be poda hektesh? The Maram Chalva wants to say that this is a machokas tanoim. This is a machokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon in interpretation of Beis Hillel. What is the issue? Should a goy be able to be poda or should he not be able to be poda? The Ravid takes for granted that a goy could be poda. The Maram Chalva says it's a machlokes tanoim. Again, what could be the background of the issue? Exactly. If we're dealing with the world of Mekach U'Memkar, if Pidyon is simply a question of a sale, my nafkamina, who is the buyer? Whether the buyer is a Jew or the buyer is a goy, we're dealing with a sale. A sale that the chor a goy is a mufka from a sale. We sell all our chametz to goy. And the only question is which kinyan. But the sale certainly works for a goy. Masha enke, if we're dealing with a transfer of kedusha, maybe you have to be shy after the realm of kedusha in order to be transferred for kedusha. Namely, if pidyon is a tekes hilchati, it's a transfer of kedusha. So again, so according to the Ravid, we don't have to worry about Iser Hana'ah. It's Mutar V'Hana'ah. So he can learn it, you know, that we're dealing with a classic Mekach U'Memkar. The Maram Chalva, who learns it as a transfer of Kedusha, he gets involved in the question as to whether this is possible for a goy or not possible. So that everyone works out L'Shitasam. The Ravid takes for granted that a goy can be poda. What?
Well, is
This is an open. He says it's a machlokes tanoim. He says that you know it's that the Rebbe Kiva is, and the Rabbanan and the Doresh Sukim. Are we comparing it to the Tzviva Ayal, or are we comparing it to the Tamei and the Tahor? You know, the pasuk speaks about Tamei, Tahor, Tzvi, and Ayal when it deals with Pidyon. In other words, if it's Tamei and Tahor are halachic concepts, and Tzviva Ayal, those are simply animals, so that the Goy is no worse than Tzviva Ayal, but he may not be in the world of Tamei and Tahor. That's what's brought over here as to whether this is a... The time of Rabbi Akiva, Tzviva Ayal, Ksiv, Mat Tzviva Ayal, Afilu Akum, Afilu Bechor, Aval Rabbanan, they're dealing with the Tamei V'Toher, Matamei No'achal Kodshim, etc. Okay, so this is simply the background. This is the background. But what I wanted to talk to you today was not about this, but I did. But that the reason I think the Maram Chalva is simply to understand where we're coming from in terms of which Tana we're working with. Are we working with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which is what Rashi points out, in order to deal with Pidyon, we have to have a Heter Hanoah, or can we be dealing, even according to Rabbi Shimon, and according to the Rebbe, we always have a Heter Hanoah for Hektish, that's a tremendous Chiddush. Tashbisu, Vatechem, the Bayeroe, you know, it's Shelachem Yatam Roe. But why does that have to do with the world of Hanoah? Why assume? What is, yes?
Who's being Nana? The entity of Hektish.
The Easter, in other words, the Gizbar has, you know, he keeps all of this hektish and he uses it, and it's of course they're korbanos. The korbanos have to be fed. So what are they fed with? They're fed with hektish. That's hanah. You're feeding an animal with hektish. Isn't that hanah from hektish? So if the Gizbar has chametz, which is hektish, can he feed the chametz to the korbanos? That's, in other words, I understand that, you know, that you're correct in terms of the, but hanah l'chora is the question. If you're not going to use this, you have to use something else. Just as there is no tashvisu and there is no ba'irah, kachay mutarim limkor l'nochri.
I didn't realize he was being a drasha of tashvisu. I thought he was just saying that there are no mitzvahs for an entity of hektish.
Kashem she'ein bohem mishum tashbisu v'lo mishum lo yeira'e kachem mutarim limkor. But he mentions, because he says avo, you know, it's because he brings in also. And achila there is by hektesh.
Who's going to do an achila? And the Gizbar eats, the Gizbar personally eats. And Hektish doesn't eat.
So you're saying over here that this, you know, it's kachem mutarim limkor l'nochri means that there's no isur of achila or hana, that there are no isurim, that's totally irrelevant.
The isurim are on people. People have isurim, they're not.
Right.
There's a conceptual idea of Hektish. I don't know how.
I mean, it's called achila. Achila by Hektish is mizdeach. That's called achila.
I hear. If we wouldn't like Reuven, then everything is fine. Now, Reuven, I didn't learn that way, but I hear your way very, very clearly. Reuven wants to say that simply that Hektesh is like a goy. You know, it's Hektesh uda acherim, just as a goy has no mitzvah, so we can't have yisurim. So a goy is not mitzvah in tashbisu, a goy is not mitzvah in Balyira, so goy is not mitzvah in achilo or hanoah. So who adin Hektesh is in that category, simply being not in the realm of mitzvahs.
Not a Jewish person.
Not a Jewish person. Not a Jewish person. I mean, that the whole... Okay, that's fine. In other words, then if we learn that, that's the writer is saying, that simply that we can hold a Rabbi Shimon, but b'chol zos, there would not be any Iser Hanoah on the heck, we would still have a possibility of Pidyon because there's no din of Iser Achila or Hanoah. inside Hekdesh. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sit here.
Isn't it, when we were doing it there, I didn't know how to read it, but isn't it a chiddush to like say that Hekdesh is beyond the Mitzvah, and therefore they can do Yisurim, that
there's no one doing it?
There's no one doing the Easter.
I think it doesn't matter, because conceptually, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to, for whatever reason, he doesn't want us to have comments on Pesach, but his embodiment, like his,
it's
more of a
Shabbat
idea.
Say
he himself is.
Why can't I say that right here? But okay. In other words, again, I'm not aware. In other words, the way Reuven is setting it up, the question is, why is only the Raiva the one who says that, and no one else agrees with it? L'chora, you're coming up with a very powerful svar that all Rishonim should agree with. Why did Maram Chava, Rashi, v'chulei? In other words, this is the chiddush of the Raivid. The best of my knowledge, he's a Das Yochid in this area. It's a very powerful Sfarah. Okay, so now let's move back to the Gemara. So the Gemara points out Rav Yosef Omer. Rav Yosef comes along to say that we're not dealing, like in the first Lashon, with the world of Rabbi Shimon and Dabar Goma Mamon. We're assuming that we have over here some form of an option of pidyon, either because Rav Yosef Aglili, that heter is muter bahano, that's Rashi, or according to the Maram Chava, that pidyon is a halach concept, or according to the Raivid, that there's no iser hano for hekdesh, pidyon is an option. So if pidyon is an option, l'chor, everyone should say mo'al. Rav Yosef Aglili, podin es hakotchin l'hachilon l'klovin kam mifligay. Man desavar mo'al kosavar podin es hakotchin l'hachilon l'klovin. What over here is this machlokes? So Rashi sends us to a Gemara in Tmura on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. If you opened up the Gemara over there in Tmura, the Gemara is trying to explain a statement at the end of the Mishnah in Tmura on Daf Lamed Amed Beis that you can't be poda hekdesh, which is treifa. If we have hekdesh, which is treifa, it doesn't lend itself to pidyon. The Gemara says that's totally in machlokes tanoim. Whether podim lahachilam leklavim, classically a treifa says lakelev tashlichu noso. The only thing that you can do with a treifa is feed it to a kelev. So whether this is a possibility of being poda in order to be machil a kelev, or it's not a possibility. And the Gemara says that we have over here a pasuk in Dvarim, Parshas Re'eh, which lends itself to two understandings. The whole din of pidyon in the Torah, in the world of Kodshim, is built on a pasuk in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk. Haya makom. When in other words, in pasuk tesvav, the Torah tells us as follows: Perek Yud Beis, pasuk tesvav, rak bechol avas nafshecha tizbach v'achalta basar, kebirkas Hashem Elokecha shenasan lecha bechol shearecha hatamei v'hator yochlenu katzvi v'kaayal. What is this meat? What is this basar which is being eaten? B'chol avas nafsho. So Chazal, the Sifra over there is Doresh, and this is what Rashi quotes, that if we're dealing with what we call basar ta'ava, that in the Midbar was not allowed to be eaten, and lichulin, and that's why it says over here, you could eat b'chol sha'arecha in Eretz Yisrael, that's brought a little later on. That's brought in Pasuk Chaf. Ki yarchiv Hashem es gvulcha, v'amarta ochlo basar, ki taven asher lechol basar. So then you can eat basar. That's not, so we're not dealing here with kulin. If we're dealing with kodshim, ma pitam yishidit b'chol sharecha, kodshim, kodshe kalim, they can't be eaten out of Yerushalayim. That's the previous psukim, haya hamokom asher yivchar v'chulei. So what do, if we're not talking about kulin, we're talking about kodshim, what are we talking about over here? So the Gemara says, we're talking over here about psulei hamukdashim. Psulei hamukdashim, you had a behema that was hekdesh, and it has a mum kavua, so it can't be brought on the mizbeach. So over here, you can be poda it. However, we have a hagbala on the pidyon. Tizbach v'achalta basar. So here there are two drushos as to how to read this pasuk. What exactly is the limitation? One drusha is Tizbach v'achalta basar. After you shecht it, namely after it's dead, then v'achalta basar. Then you could be poded. You can be poded after it's dead. You can only receive hana'ah after the death. The whole heterophilion is after the death, and therefore we have hana'ah mechayim is aser. Giza, avoda, chalav, all of that is aser. Once it's dead, you can be poded. If we were to have this behema, which is a ba'almum, and we shecht it, and it turns out to be a treifa, so give it to your kelev. What's the problem? It's dead. However, there's another drush in the Gemara, which is Doresh, word by word. Tizbach velo giza, v'achalta velo l'klavecha, basar velo chalav. Namely, that we have over here two dinim. The tizbach and the basar lo giza velo chalav means that you can only be nehene la'achar misa. You can only be nehene la'achar misa. But then it says v'achalta, that tells us what? V'lo l'kravecha. What does v'lo l'kravecha mean at this point in the Gemara? You can only be poda something which is ro'i l'achilas adam. You can only be poda that which is ro'i l'achilas adam. In other words, podin for the purpose of achilas adam, not for any other purpose. And therefore, we have a treifa, and there's no possibility of achilas adam. You're not poda. When we're dealing over here with chametz on Pesach, there's even according to all the Rishonim and according to all the Tanoim, we have an Easter of Achilas Adam on Pesach. So the question is whether Pidyon is Shayach. That's totally in this Machlokes Tanoim. Okay, that's what we have over here in this Machlokes Tanoim. So we have a question simply, do we have a limitation that Pidyon has to be Achilas Adam? Comes along Tosfos and he says, we have a problem with applying that Gemara in Tmura, that drasha of Chazal, to our sugya. Ein podin es hakodshim, hiksha ha-rach, de beperek beis, de bechoros, mashma de lo pligi, ela hecha shekodam hekdeshan le-muman. That we're dealing with that which was nikdash la-mizbeach, and then it received a mum. So we're dealing with kodshe haguf. Kodshei Haguf, there we have a machlokes, whether podin leklavim or lo podin leklavim. Aval kodam muman lehekdeshan, hoil ume olam lo kodshu kdushas haguf, kule alma modim de podim. What over here is being said by Tosas. And clearly the diuk from the Gemara over there is a very powerful diuk. It's a mishnah over there in Bechoros. The Mishnah Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph distinguishes between Kodshim Shekodam Mumkavu Alehekdeshan, namely what we call Kedushas Damim. They were Nikdash Lechatchila, to be sold and with the money to buy Korbanos, and as opposed to Kodam Hekdeshan as Muman. And the difference, one of the differences is the whole slew of differences. One of the differences is whether Yotzin Lechulin Ligazes Vileaved. That if kadam hekdeshan es muman, then, in other words, you could be nehene ligazes vele aved, masha enkain, if kadam hekdeshan lemuman, then en yotzen lechun ligazes vele aved. And there on daf tesvav on the bottom, the Gemara points out, en on yotzen lechulin, menohane mirit haradubanan, tizbach velo giza, basar velo chala, vachalta velo lekavecha, Mikan shein ponis akotchen lachilim lekravim v'chule orika da amri, the other drasha of ein heter achila elam ishas zvicha ve'elech, but on the level of giza v'avoda, they both agree that it only applies to the world of kedushas haguf as opposed to the world of kedushas damim. Why distinguish? What over here is the difference between kedushas damim and kedushas haguf? Why in kedushas haguf do we have these limitations? I can't, even after Pidyon, even after, you know, I can't be poda it. I can only be poded after its death. I can't be poded it in its lifetime, because being poded in its lifetime would imply that it would have a hanah from Giza, from Chalav, and that's impossible. Only after the death. And Yitzchein, also we have the limitation that it could ask to be for Achilas Adam. What over here is the difference between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damin? Yes?
You said that anything that's going to be turning as far, but something that's going to be, that originally was supposed to be Nikra Adam retains some residual Kedusha, whereas Damin is Damin, so once it's there, once it's not.
Oh, it's Kedushas Damin. We dealt with the fact that we have a Bailus of Hekdesh. We're dealing in the world of Mamonos, it belongs to Hekdesh. Moment on Poda, the Bailus of Hekdesh is Nifka. And Zehu, I can do with it whatever I want. If I'm poded Michayim, so I can be Nene from the Giza and the Avoda and the Cholav. Lachar Misa, that I can use this for Achilas Adam. There's no problem. There's no residual Kedusha. But Kedusha Saguf, even after Pidyon, there's a residual Kedusha. Kedusha Saguf, we're dealing with the Yi'ud for the Mizbeach. The Yi'ud for the Mizbeach brings about limitations even post-Pidyon. Something remains. We have over here something that remains. And then the only machokas is how much residual kedusha is there? Is there a residual kedusha which only limits Giza va'avod, or is there also a residual kedusha where I can only use this for Achilas Adam, not for any other purpose? And these limitations are only kedushas haguf. But what's our Gemara dealing with? Kedushas Damim. We're talking about Chametz of Hekdesh. We're dealing with Kedushas Damim. There's no Kedushas Aguf on Chametz of Hekdesh, so all these limitations don't apply. How can the Gemara over here set up the Machokas where the Maal, Argo Maal, in terms of Potens HaKadoshim L'Hachil L'Kravim, it's apples and oranges. That whole Machokas was by Kedushas Aguf. That's the concept, that's the nature of the Gemara in Tzmura. But the Gemara in Bechoros distinguishes between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf, and our Gemara is Kedushas Damim. That's also a very powerful question. V'tirei tzri, d'hachi ko'amar, ein podin midrabanan. Ein podin midrabanan. We're dealing over here with the din drabanan. And this din drabanan is going to be affect the din d'oraisa. V'ein l'tmoa, otu mishum chshosha drabanan nafkiya mi'ila mid'oraisa. The kevan the amu rabbanan ain't podin lo shavya midi. Namely, that even though the machlokes over here in the brayse is whether mo'al or lo mo'al, and mi'ilo is the din da'oraisa, and mi da'oraisa, there's no problem at all of being poda this chametz, and salachor, everyone should say mo'al. Since midrabbanan, we apply the principle of ain't podin sakachim chim l'klavim to kedushas damim, this is going to turn this particular chametz into being lo sheva pruta, and therefore there is no me'ila. That's Tosus's principle. Kevon do amu rabbanan in podin lo shav yomidi. Here I sent you to a kovet shiurim who quotes another Tosfos. He quotes a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah on daf samach gimel amud aleph. The sugi over there on Avodah Zarah on daf samach gimel amud aleph is talking about the world of Esnan Zona, that if an Esnan receives as her wages an animal which is Roi Lamizbeach, that animal is possible as a korban. However, the problem is exactly at what point in the process of her being a Zona does she receive this Esnan? In other words, the Lechora, it has to be linked very directly with the Maises Nus. If she receives it too much in advance, then it's a matana. She said afterwards, it doesn't apply. How do we create a simultaneity between the znus and the animal? That's what the Gemara deals with in terms of the nature of how the woman is koneit. Is it in her chatzir? Is it in a meshicha? When does she do the meshicha, etc.? So Tosus over there points out that in the world of Esnan, we say that she requires a meshicha. That even though we paskin that we're dealing with a behema, behema is metaltalin, and Dvar Torah, Rav Yochanan holds ma'os konos. Here, but just a midrabanan, you require a meshicha. So as it says, afilu Rav Yochanan do'amar Dvar Torah ma'os konos, hocha gabei estan lo konu, kevan shifkiu chachamim de'en kniyas ma'os kone, v'ukma a meshicha, gam mimena hifkiu, ve'en kan estan chal. Parallel to what Tosa says by us, namely that we have to take into account the dinim of Drabanan. Then Tosa says, "V'lo domi lahu de perak hazav, nas na l'siton mo'al, shekinias hakesef mo'il, de kevan de mo'al min ha-Torah, mi'afkiya ha-mi'ila mi'ma'os hekdesh." Then Tosa quotes the Gemara which talks about mi'ila, which is very, very parallel to our sugya. And it's the Gemara over there in Bab Metzidah Memches on the Machlokes Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. How is one kone metaltalim? Rav Yochanan holds Moos konos midoraisa, and that Meshich is only drabanan. And Rav Rish Lakish holds there's no din of Moos konos doraisa. The Gemara brings a raya to Rav Yochanan. The Gemara says that if a person has Moos of Hekdesh and he's not aware they're Moos of Hekdesh, and accidentally he gives it to the wholesaler in order to be able to purchase from the wholesaler, then this person is over an iser of me'ila, simply by giving it to the wholesaler as an advance in terms of what he's going to buy. So Rav Yochanan says, you see that I'm right, that ma'os konos mida araisa, and therefore there is me'ila. I mid Rabban, and even Rav Yochanan agrees that you need a meshicha. So Tosa says, that's, don't worry about it. The cave on the ma'al min ha-Torah, mi'afkiya ha-me'ila mi-ma'os hekdesh. If we have me'ila on a doraisa plane, because ma'os konos, so we're going to say that because of a drabanon, we're going to mi'afkiya the me'ila. So the Kovet Shiurim deals with why is me'ila, in the Tosus over there, different than the case of Esnan. And it gives different terutzim as the difference between Esnan and me'ila. That in Me'ila, all we need is a kinyan. And in Esnan, we need a payment. And in order to have a payment, you need the Dindra Banan. In order to have the kinyan, we can have the kinyan Doraisa v'chula. He goes through different options. Kinyan to be Loa Hanumaisa. By Esnan, you need a Hanumaisa. A whole Arichos in the Kovet Shiurim. But what about our Tosfos? How do we deal with the two Tosfos? Both of them deal with Me'ila. In one Tosfos says we look at the Doraisa. And the other Tosfos says, look at the Drabanan. And they both give rules. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, Kevan de ma'al min ha-Torah mi'afkiya ha-me'ila mi-ma'os hekdesh. Once we have me'ila, so a Drabanan is going to affect it. And our Tosfos says, Pum faker, Kevan de ma'rabanan ein podin lo shav yamidi. And we don't have me'ila. So what do we take, what's the, you know, it's the how do we deal with our issue? How do we deal with our Tosfos in light of the Tosfos over there in Avodah Zarah? Is there really over here a stira between the two Tosfos? This question Kovet Shiurim doesn't deal with. He deals with why does Tosfos say that Esnan and Nosna L'Siton are different one from the other. So he says Esnan is a din of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and there you need something which is real. The woman has to actually be kona, she has to get her wages. Masha'in kain me'ila, here we can deal with halachic constructs. Here we can deal with lo'ahanu ma'isav. Here we can deal with that the kinyan works, and then it's mufka, that halachically we have a kinyan. But how do we deal with the two issues over here of me'ila? Why is me'ila in the Gemara Bava Metzia, why there do we use the doraisa construct, and we say the drabanan doesn't concern us? And over here in our grammar, we says, forget about the Doraisa. The Drabanan is that which is going to determine whether there's Me'ila or not.
Worse, the question is even worse.
Yeah.
It's more difficult. How can a Chacham say something that Minat Torah is Me'ila if the Dome is not Me'ila? In other words,
okay, but
is it Me'ila? So you're coming.
So we say that Me'ila requires Sheva Pruta, and since Midrabanan, this is not Sheva Pruta, there's no Me'ila. That's all. But the problem is, it's not a problem just to have our Tosfos. You could say that Drabanan affects the Doraisa. We're going to see it later on in terms of Kedusha Isha, that even Isuri HaNoa Midrabanan, the woman is not Mekudeshet. So, you know, we can have such a concept, but the question is, how do we deal with the two Tosas? Both of them deal with the two Gemaras, really. We're dealing with two Gemaras, and Tosas interprets one Gemara that stands on the Doraisa, because that's the Iker, and the Gemara stands on the Rabbanon, that's the Iker. How can they both be right? How can both Tosas be right? Yeah.
They're talking about different aspects. We're talking here in the Chepsa, and they're talking about the Gabra in terms of the Kinyan or the Mice that you're doing.
Sharper. It's not so much. You're right. Reuven is right that there's a difference, but we're dealing in the world of Me'ilah. Think of terminology of Me'ilah. In terminology of Me'ilah, what could be the difference between the Me'ilah of Nosna L'Siton and the Me'ilah of Ochal Chametz Shel Hekdesh? Think of Reb Chaim, think of the Or Sameach, think of...
They both came though.
We pointed out that we could have two tracks of Me'ilah. One track of Me'ilah is a track of Gezel, and another track of Me'ilah is a track of Hana'ah. These are two parallel tracks of Me'ilah. And in both of them, one is Chayav as being a Moel. Which track is the Gemara in Bava Metzia dealing with? Nosna L'Sita. The Gemara over there has a whole list of Nosna L'Zev and Nosna L'Zev and Nosna L'Zev. That's Gezel. Namely, you are being motzi something from the Rishus of Hekdesh, and you're giving it to a Hedyot. You're being motzi mirishus l'rishus, hotza mirishus l'rishus. That is Gezel. You don't have permission of Hekdesh to do this act. What are we talking about in our sugya? Ochal chametz of Hekdesh. Hana, you're being nehne from Hekdesh. You're being nehne via the achila. Where now? In other words, if we have these two tracks, in which track would we look at the Doraisa, and in which track would we look at the Drabanan? By Gezel, we want to know, do we have a Kinyan? If we have a Kinyan d'oraisa, that's viewed as a Kinyan. My nafgamina that Rabbanan added another context, but mi d'oraisa we have over a Kinyan. We have over here a hotza'a. Mash enkein, in terms of hana'a, you have to be nehne a shavapruta, right? But the shear of the hana'a is a shavapruta. Here we don't have a shavapruta because mi d'rabbanan, this is not worth anything. Namely, that on the level of hana'a, parallel to what Tosfos says between Esnan and Me'ilah, but not the same. But Hana'ah is similar to Esnan that we have to view. Do you have Hana'ah? So do you have Hana'ah? You need a Shavapruta. If Rabbanan say this is worthless, then there is no Hana'ah. But do we have a Kinyan? That L'chora is to be considered to be a Hotza'ah. There Tosis points out, once we have a Hotza'ah, Kevan Damal Men HaTorah Mi Afkiya Mi Me'ilah Mi Ma'os Hekdesh. So I think that one could use the two tracks of Hekdesh in the track of Kinyan, there we'll view the halachic construct. In the track of Hana'ah, we'll view whether we have over here a shir of Hana'ah. If this approach is correct, then l'chora, it answers another question as well. We have a Gemara The next ketah in the Kovetz Shiurim points out that we had a Gemara that we saw in our parak quoted from the first parak, that if one is Mekadesh with Chametz, which is Osir Drabanan, an Erev Pesach, Shos Drabanan, that the woman is not Mekudeshet, Rav Gidol's Halacha, that she's not Mekudeshet. And Rashi over there explains, because Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So the Kovetz Shiurim says that according to Tosfos, that we have a rule, Kevon Domer Rabbanon Ein Podin Lo Shav Yamidi, that Rabbanan, the moment Rabbanan say that something is asur, it's not shava a pruta, then we don't have to come on to hefker bezdin hefker. We don't have to come on to the principle of hefker bezdin hefker. We simply have a rule that kevon the amu Rabbanan ein kodin lo shavya midi. Is this a proper sushtel that Rav Elchanan is making over here between the world of kiddushin and the world of achilas, chametz, and me'ila? Huh?
You could have thought that kiddushin is more similar to
Lechora, in other words, Lechora, Rashi is viewing the Kedushin, do we have over here a Maisa Kinyan? And so via Hefker, Bezden Hefker, we don't have a Maisa Kinyan. Our Gemara is not talking in the Masul of Kinyanim. Our Gemara is talking in the Masul of Hana'a and says that when there's no, when you have an Isur Drabanan, there's no Sheva Pruti, you don't have Hana'a. You don't necessarily, in other words, that simply, again, this, the same distinction that we're making between Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and our Tosfos, that when we're dealing with the world of Kinyanim, then the Kinyan Doraisa is enough. And if we're going to knock off Kedushin, you have to come on to Hefker Bezden Hefker. But our Gemara is talking about the Masul of Hana'a. That in the world of Hana'a, there, the Isur Drabanan says we don't have a Sheva Pruta. So, yes?
But over there, we are talking about Kinyanim, but you're not giving it, like we said, we explained one of Reb Chaim, Kornel Reb Chaim, why there's no Kedushin by Isur Hana'a.
Yes.
Because you're giving zero value.
Right, so and I'm just saying, but you know, it's, you could understand Kedushin could be understood that you have to give something which is mahana. If you understand the Rambam's whole approach to Kedushin is that the Sheva Pruta is a din of hana, you're mahana the woman. If you were to dance in front of her, that would also be Kedushin. So then you could use, I'm just pointing out, but you don't necessarily can't necessarily ask on Rashi. Rashi didn't necessarily have to learn like the Rambam. In other words, the Rashi could have understood that within the world of Kedushin, he's dealing with the Kinyan. And on the level of Kinyan, there Hefker Bezden Hefker is important. In the world of Hana'a, no. I agree with you that you can learn the din of Kedushin as a din in Hana'a, but not necessarily.
Let's say you're at non-Kedushin. Let's say I wanted to acquire something in the moment, and I wanted to pay with something that's Zeranam and Derabanan. So then it wouldn't work. You would say maybe it works on the Derech level. It's a good acquisition. You say I'm giving zero
value.
It's not a Kenyan. I'm paying $0.
If you want to be kona, again, the world over there in Nos Nalasiton is a din of Maos Konos Midoraisa, not Midrabana, because Midrabana you require Meshicha. So we're dealing over there that Midoraisa, in other words, Midrabana, the Maos are not Konos.
Right.
But Becholzot we say that Maal. Because we have a Kinyan. Now, you're correct, there's a difference because it's not, we're not dealing over there. The question is, what is Maos Konos? Maos Konos is that I didn't necessarily that we have to have Choritz. It's Kesef Kinyan, it's not Kesef Shovi. Kesef Kinyan. I hear the question. Okay, let me think of it. Yes?
Isn't taking Hekdesh and eating it all together? Why shouldn't it have the same colors?
Again, you could learn, we pointed out, the Reb Chaim learns all of Me'ila as Gezel, and the Or Samech learns all the cases of the Rambam as Hana'a. But we could say that there are two tracks, and if we say there are two tracks, that would help us in understanding Tosfos. Reb Chaim pointed out that Tosfos does have two tracks, two separate tracks of, it's not, you find Tosfos to deal with Gezel, find Tosfos deal with Hana'a. If you're going to, to say it's Gezel, then you're back to stage one. So why distinguish between the two rules? Then I don't have an answer for it. Okay. Then Tosfos then continues with a technical issue. V'hodam rabba tarovas nisarvu b'shorsh and nisabda v'chulei b'kilayimu b'treifa. When we have kachim that in nisarev with animals that are osur b'hanoa yiru achi yistavu v'yimachru. We have a problem over here. Al korchach yachil l'klavim. We're talking about that if we're dealing with treifa, that's aser for Yisrael. So how do we deal with this according to the Man D'Amar that ain't podin? So his answer is the hada ain't podin haynu hecha d'lo chazi la'achila. Hacha chazi la'adamim hayu nikarim. The problem over there is only one of a tarobis. We don't know which is the kachim and which is the treifa. But the kachim itself, after pidyon, is muter la'achila Yisrael. It's only a technical question of lo nikar. Okay, that's the tosus over here. Second tosus deals with another principle within the world of pidyon. Ein podin, teimalari, af al gav de ein podin. Even if we hold ein podin leklavim, when we have this item which is asur beachila, nimo, there still should be meila. The achar shenisraf benaase efer yachol lifdoso umuter behanoa. That the potential within this item is to burn it. And once it's burned and it's minan nisrafim, then the iser hana'a goes up in smoke. After it's ready turned into afer, then it's ready muter bahana'a. And if it's, and then so we have, why should, and then you could already, then already should be shayach for pidyon. Then already should be shayach for pidyon. So Tosus gives two answers. One answer at the end, Tosus says, gives an ukimta. Yeshlomar dohadein mekachin bisuri hanoa hainu hecha doles beishava pruta sheyehei efer. Okay, in other words, the ukimta that the efer is not going to be worth a pruta, so we're not going to get anywhere by burning it. But the first answer is Yeshlomar dekevan dekamoshu achshav lo shavi midi lo shayecha ba mi'ila. And then Tosus continues, "V'hainu nami taima dekol isuri hanoa ein mekadshim behen ha'isha, af agav dekol hanisrafim eifaran muter." But becholza, we view it as it is currently. "V'afilu idavar hagam amamon kamamon dame uma'al lo dame." The hasam in davar hagam amamon. We'll deal with this separately later, not today, but in a later point. The hasam chazi lachar pesach kamoshehu be'en. In other words, the Tosus gives a rule that the world of Pidyon has to be on the level of the current status of the object. What, as a Davar Goma Mamon, we're talking about the current status, just talking about a question of timing. Masha Enkein, in terms of burning it, that would not. That's a two days in Tosus. One day is in Achinami. That would create a heter hana'a. That's only a technical problem of less be shavapruta. But were it to be shavapruta, really, you could be poda it. The other day of Tosvos is not. How would you understand what Tosus is saying? What's Tosus' rule? Kevan de kamoshehu achshav lo shavamidi lo shayecha be mi'ila. We don't view it in terms of the fact, in other words, the fact that you could burn it and it would be shavapruta, that's irrelevant. Why is that irrelevant? Yes?
I saw the Ritman Kiddushin.
Yes.
It says a lesson that once it's Afer, it becomes Hefter. So it's no longer, it's not the moment of Hektushin.
So the Ritman Kiddushin, you're correct, gives a technical answer that when you, that since currently it is Asur Bahana'a, so it means that's Machokas, what does Asur Bahana'a mean? Does it mean it's worthless or does it mean it's ownerless? If we assume that Asr Bahana'a means it's ownerless, so even after you burn it, it's not yours. You have to be Zocha it from Mechadash. So that's why this is not what currently is on the table. You know, that would be a whole new ball game. But do you really have to come on to that? Do you really have to come on to say that, you know, the issue over here is that the ashes don't belong to the person, the, he has to be zocha in the ashes? In the world of Iser Veheter, we have a concept of panim chadoshos ba'olakan. That, and dafka applying it to the world of Afer, if you, in the world of gelatin, that gelatin is made from bones that are pulverized and then cleaned and then processed, etc., etc. And there are poskim that say that the gelatin is mutter kas panim chadoshos ba'olakan. Namely, that at a certain point an object loses its identity and becomes something else. That's what sounds a little more from the language of Tosfot. Kevan de kemoshu achshav lo shavu midi. So even though we could change its form in a totally different manner, that would not be the object that we have. In other words, that's not mi'ila. That would not apply to the object that we have currently in front of us. If I'm not mistaken, there's a language like that in the Rashba over there in Kedushin. Okay. But then Tosfos ends off his Tosfos with a problem. He ends off and he says, Ulateirutz kama kasha hachazi be'enei shelo kederech hana'a. That the whole issue of chametz is that it's in terms of pidyon, is that if it's asur ba'achila, is that it's aser ba'achila, so then there is no shava pruta in terms of the in terms of me'ila. However, if you were to use it shelo kederech hana'a, we saw earlier in the Gemara that there we don't have an iser d'oraisa, so on that level we should have a heter. If we're dealing with the issue right, according to the first day, we say that kevan shu kamoshe hu achshav lo shavi midi ayet shavi midi shelo kederech hana'a. I sent you the Tosfos in Kedushin on daf nun vav amud beis. Over there he basically says the same, he asks the same question, a parallel question in terms of Kedushin. Why does the Mishnah say that orla you can't use for Kedushin? Ah, you can use the orla shelo kederech hana'a. It has value. And Tosfos over there answers locally in the world of Kedushin, that Kedushin requires smichus da'as, and over there the woman is not thinking of a usage shelo kederech hana'a, and therefore we wouldn't, therefore that wouldn't be considered to be a sheva pruta. But what about the world of me'ila? The world of me'ila l'chora is not a din of smichus da'as. Is this really a question? No. You did a chazara on the previous Gemara. Is it really true that shelo kederech hana'a is mutar? So this, if you recall, we had two Gemaras. We had the Gemara on the Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, which pointed out that shelo kederech hana'a, Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, which pointed out that shelo kederech hana'a is patur. And then we had the Gemara on daf Kaf Hey Amud Beis, in terms of Marbar Avashi, Ashkel Ravina de Shayefle Gabarte Beguharke de Orga. And one of the reasons he gave was Midi de Bar Hana'a Ka Avidna. But in other words, we had, you know, we saw over there a three-way machlokas rishonim. What is the status of isurei hana'a, asirei achiyan hana'a, shelo kederech hana'a? Are we dealing with an iser doraisa without malkos? That was the Magid Mishnah. Are we dealing with an iser drabanan? That was 95% of rishonim, or pater aval aser. Or are we dealing with a heter? That we saw in the Ravya in the Mordechai. Tosfos' question over here, both in Kedushin and in Baba Kama, is based on what assumption? Mordechai. Like the Mordechai. Now, it's not only a Rav Yoh on the Mordechai, we have over here a Tosfos. We have Tosfos taking that assumption. But l'chora, the answer is that this is the assumption is wrong. In other words, that really, that which is Asur Drabanan, And if it's also drabanan, we already pointed out that it's not Sheva Pruta. That was Tosus's rule over here on Daf Kaf Tesem et Aleph. So, just one more point, then we'll call it a day. And the, yeah.
In other words, let's say you take a loaf of bread, you have a leaky hole to plug up. You use that loaf of bread, that's still good enough.
Right.
Does that make any difference whether the bread is very clearly as a plug, or if it is a plug, it's worse than that?
But you're not, no, but it's Osir Midrabanan to use it to plug a leak.
As far as
the moment it's Osir Midrabanan, so we say that, and that's what Tosis pointed out, that when we're dealing in the world of Hanoah, Kevandam Rabbanan, Ein Podin, Lo Shav Yamidi. The moment that Rabbanan say that something is Osir, then we're saying that this is not Shav Aprut, and to the rule of Me'ilah, that's Tosis' rule. As long as we're dealing with the world of Me'ilah of Hanoah, then we have this, you know, possibility of using the criteria of Rabbana. Were we to be dealing with Mila Votzah, there we'd be dealing with the Maos Konos of Tosos in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Gimel. Okay. Just to complete the inyan of Ein Podin Es Hakodshim L'Hachilon L'Klovim, this is brought again in the Gemara in the Teirutz of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, according to our Girsa in the Gemara, the Kulei Alma Ein Podin. And yet, we have over here a machlokes whether Kulei Alma Ein Podin. And yet we have a machlokes whether Maal or Lo Maal, because the question is, do we paskin like Rav Yossi HaGlili or like Rabbanan? What good will it do to pass like Rav Yossi HaGlili? We're back to the issue that if Kulei Alma Ein Podin, that's our Gemara, that Ein Podin, even according to Rav Yosef Aglili, all we have is a Heter Hanoah. We don't have a Heter Achila. This bothered Rashi and Tosfos, and Rashi and Tosfos both say that since according to Rav Yosef Aglili it's Muter B'Hanoah, Hilkach Chazi L'Mifrikei U'L'Hasiko Tachas Tavshilo. And Tosa says the same thing. The Hocha Kedushas Domim Ein Podim Midrabanan V'lo Gozer Rabanan Ela Shalo L'Hachilo L'Klavim. Namely that the Gemara over here is assuming a different definition of the principle of Ein Podim Es HaKodshim L'Hachilo L'Klavim. Not that we require a heter achila. We simply have an iser to feed it to klavim. What kind of iser is that to feed it to klavim? What's the iser to feed it to klavim? But I can use it as fuel. Bizyon kachim. Simply, it's a din in bizyon kachim. Not allowed to give the same like esnan zona. In other words, it's a bizui to bring an esnan zona on the mizbeach. It's a bizui to bring mechir kelev on the mizbeach. It's a bizui to be poda kachim to achilam leklavim. But if I don't want to be machil to klavim, I simply want to use it lahasik et atanur, I want to use it as fuel, that's perfectly fine. And we have a different definition of the din of podin es hakodshim on daf kaftesim at aleph and on daf kaftesim at days. According to Rav Yosef, the moment that we have ein podin es hakodshim, it means that I can't use it for Hanoah. I can only use it for Achila. And according to Rav Ashi, I can use it for Hanoah as long as I'm Nehene. What I can't do is feed it to Klavim. How do we deal with these two deos? So here we have a machlokes between Tosus Bayas and Tosus and Baba Kama. How does Tosus and Baba Kama deal with this? He says it's a machlokes. Machokas Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi. We have Machokas Amorayim. What is the din of Ein Podin Es HaKodshim L'Achilo L'Klavim? Is it a din, an overriding principle that you can only be Podin Es HaKodshim for Achilas Adam? Or is it a no? You can be Podin Es HaKodshim for any Hanoah you want, just not L'Achilo L'Klavim. That's the Bizyon. That's the Bizyon is L'Achilo L'Klavim. However, Tosus by us gives a different answer. Tosus says, the parashis, the hacha b'kedushas damim, ein podim drabanan. V'logazu rabbanon elo shelo la'achilo l'klavim. Aval hecha de'ein podim mida oraisa, haynu hecha de'ich kedushas haguf, ein podim afilu l'hasik. That the distinction is, are we dealing on a doraisa plane, or are we dealing on a drabbanon plane? If we're dealing on the doraisa plane, there we have a din of kedusha saguf. There's residual kedusha, and we have an iser of hana'ah. We only heter is one of achila. Ma'ashen kedushas damim, which is a din drabbanon. The same language is used, but it's the context is bizyon kachim. It's only an iser la'achilo l'klavim ve'la'hasik tachat tavshilo muter. That's what Tosus over here wants to posit. Okay, we'll stop over here. What I didn't discuss, what we're left with, which we'll begin with next time, is the end of this Tosfos. The end of the Tosfos and Daf Kaf Tes Amud Beis, where Mikan Hochiach Ri, the last four lines, but see before that the context of the V'im Tomar, what's Tosfos' question? V'im Tomar L'Rabbanan. I'll give you Mar Makamos. Basically, we have to deal with two areas. One area is this din of Tosfos. Does everyone agree that if you're keeping Chametz on Pesach for the purpose of destroying it, there's no Iser of Bayiroa Bayimatzeh? Is that so pashut? So over here we have our Tosfos, and we have a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, also Alatar. And then the whole concept of Lav HaNitak La'aseh. Lav HaNitak La'aseh, do we have timelines in terms of the Nitak La'aseh? Is this an open-ended area, or are there boundaries within Lav HaNitak La'aseh? So here, at the end of Mar Makomos, I sent you Rabbeinu David, so we'll see what Rabbeinu David has to say about these factors as well. That we'll start off with. And then, what else is left? And then we have to, the middle of the Gemara in terms of Davar Gama Mamon, basically it's the Gemara over here quotes a slew of sugyos where we have a concept of Davar Gama Mamon Kamamon Dame or Lav Kamamon Dame. Are all of these Gemaras on the same plane? Or can we do we have maybe a term, Davar Gama Mamon Kamamon Dame, with two totally different meanings depending upon the context in which it's used? So that we'll deal with. We won't get beyond those two topics. Please, Neder, I'll give you Mar Makomos. And then, in Yitzhak Hashem, the following Shia, we can already move over into the Gemara beyond the two dots.
I don't have a problem with that, but I was trying to think.